With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Cousins under center, hard catered to the 36, play fake on first and 10, loading up, launching long, one-on-one, deep down the right side, physical battle,
wow.
Outstretched, one-handed, miraculous grab,
Maurice
Harris,
out of bounds,
was indeed labeled out of play. He was matched up with Trey Waynes and cupped his arm tight to his body, extended, brought it into his chest, the crowd going bananas, shooting their arms in the air, screaming touchdown as the replay goes on the big board.
Might Maurice Harris step up and be great for the Redskins? The question we're asking you, Hadid carpet cleaning listener lines are open on a football Friday. Who's got to shine if Washington's going to knock off the Saints on the road? 800-636-1067. Danny went with Josh Doctson, 15 catches, 14.6 per reception, 3 touchdowns on the year. Each of the last 2 weeks, we've seen an uptick in targets, seen an uptick in catches. 3
Snaps,
for 59.
The whole deal.
4 for 30. He is slowly, and it's at a snail's pace. I wanted it to be just a home run hitting threat right away. But he is really starting to come around. Could this week be the 7 for a buck 15 and 2 that we've been waiting on that would give him a chance?
You wouldn't look at it on paper, obviously, because that's a good secondary. That's a good pass rush. Their season changed when they trusted Marshawn Lattimore, a young kid who's kind of transformed them. They've got a second-year guy, Ken Crawley, on the other side. And Vaccaro has been a good player. Marcus Williams is a rookie as well at safety. Their secondary has been really, really good. And Dennis Allen, their defensive coordinator, made a switch after the first 2 weeks where they were just doing their normal New Orleans passive zone nonsense that let teams pick them apart. He said, screw it, we're going bowling. And they went after people, and they've been really, really good since. This would go against type. I don't think they'd expect it.
Lattimore, this is what happens when you take a real good corner at number 11. He is not quite shut down yet, but a player. He's got an interception, a pair of interceptions. He's forced a fumble. He's made 36 tackles. He's really good in isolation and man coverage. He can play zone. He does a little bit of everything for them on the back end. Tom is in Manassas. Tom, who's got to be great for the Redskins?
Hey, guys, I got a poetic version here. What better time for Junior Gallette to step up, 2.5 sacks, strip fumble for a touchdown against his old team? We've been waiting for it all year, and I'm a dreamer, but, man, what a big spot for him to step up.
I hadn't thought about that for a split second. I actually love the narrative. For people that forget, Junior Gallette was in New Orleans for 4 seasons. Started out as kind of just an also random guy on the back of the roster. By the end of his time there, in his 4th, matter of fact, he was there for 5 seasons. In his 4th and 5th year, he was a full-time starter who combined for 22 sacks in 2 seasons. Then he had a falling out after he got a huge contract, and he hated everybody there. He took to social media to blast Sean Payton. And I mean, very personal stuff about cheating on his wife, I think, if I remember correctly, and just like weird, crazy things that he was saying.
The whole thing was weird, man.
Coaches, and I mean, it was a bad look for Junior Gallette. It was a bad look for everyone involved. He can't stand the Saints. He got that Redskins tattoo on his arm because they kept giving him shots as he was getting hurt. He's been very quiet this year. What if this was a game where suddenly Junior Gallette became an impact performer against his former team with added motivation?
You'd hope that he's just salivating over it. I mean, we forget about stuff like this. These guys are human. I mean, keep in mind his story. He was at one point the success story, the guy that nobody saw coming, that turned himself from special teamer to part-timer to stud, got himself a contract. Within a calendar year, it went from paid centerpiece to persona non grata. Think about that, within a calendar year. And he's mad at them. And that's why the Saints were bad, by the way. Saints were bad because they had a bunch of guys they were paying to not play and a complete salary cap mismanagement. Wasn't because Drew Brees was good and earning a lot of money. It's because they made some terrible moves, like paying Junior Gallette $10 million a year to not play for them, for example. But he didn't like him. He didn't have fond feelings of the New Orleans Saints. This might be the time. If it's going to happen, it hopefully would happen now.
To clean something up, he had a bunch of stuff about Sean Payton off the field, like unbecoming character things. But I think Gallette, reading off of this story from a few years ago, what I was thinking about is he says that Zach Strief has not been the same since he caught his wife cheating on him, which, I mean, wow. So that may have been a different anecdote, but I mean, he went in on everybody in that organization for all kinds of different things. My guy, Samaje Perine, that's got to be great. Perine is averaging 3.2 yards per carry, 66 attempts, only 210 yards. But this is by far his best opportunity at an audition yet. Bad run defense. You're the focal point. You know it going in. This is the first time, really, in a handful of weeks, and I think maybe the second time all season, he's gotten first-team reps all week, knowing going into a game he was going to be the unquestioned starter. Kyle, Germantown, you're up.
What's up, Kyle?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I think that Zach Brown has to be that guy this week. Being able, the Saints love to run that power offense, that run offense, and he has to be able to get off blocks and be able to bring down Ingram in the middle of the field for us. And also, he has to be able to showcase his speed and be able to keep up with Kamara on the outside passing game. If we can bring down their backs, not let them control the game like they have for multiple weeks, we have a very good chance of being able to stay in the game and making Drew Brees have to throw for to win.
Couple guys, and that listen, I'm almost counting Zach Brown as having to be great always. It's unfair, but he's got to be a stud. I think you're dead right about that. To me, if you're going to win, you've got to get great performances from other guys that aren't standard great, if that makes sense, right? Zach Brown, you can pencil him in for 11 tackles, maybe a pass breakup, and a couple big plays in on defense each week. To me, it's the guys like the Terrell McClains, the Stacey McGee's, this Matt Ioannidis coming back. They've got to be great on first down in this game. If you let Mark Ingram do what he's done early downs, where they say, all right, here it is, hit it, right? They're coming out throwing fastballs. It's stuff up the middle. It's those guys being physical, et cetera. If they can hold the point of attack, maybe a couple negative plays in there, and turn New Orleans into a different offense where the whole thing isn't their buffet, maybe you got a shot. I mean, Monte Nicholson, if indeed he's back in this game, has got to be really good. When Colby Fleener is another option. I mean, there are so many answers on New Orleans' offense. They haven't had to do anything else because they've run it so well. But keep in mind, they're very, very capable. That's a Hall of Famer that's getting ready to play them on Sunday.
So I found the old Junior Gallette just taking fire and blowtorching the organization of the Saints via Deadspin. He goes in on Streif and talks about his wife cheating on him, which is just a terrible thing to do, by the way.
Awkward.
Then he implies Stills and Vaccaro, and again, some of these guys are now gone, were basically up to suspect means together. I mean, think about being a teammate of this guy, whatever that means. Colston's washed up, but a good dude. He said that Drew Brees was losing arm strength, implied that Sean Payton basically was showing up to the facility under the influence at times. Julio Jones exposed Keenan Lewis in their one-on-one matchups. I mean, there's like 18 of his former teammates here that he just calls out for different things.
The bus backing up over everybody.
Right.
What are you doing, dude?
Do you think that the Saints are looking forward to the possibility of maybe playing him as well?
Hey, Junior, good to see you, bud. Got anything new about me?
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Andy Behrens at 11. We'll preview all the NFL action at 11:18. Keep listening on a Football Friday to your pals, G&D.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.